BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Mia, are you all right? What broke?
The snow globe.
Oh, Mia.
I didn't mean to. I picked it up and then the crash and I heard the... Oh, and I couldn't.
Oh, I shouldn't have let you keep it. It's my fault. Too precious. Oh, I should have kept it safe. There's so little of...
Of Mum's.
Shouldn't have let you have it.
It was an accident.
Oh, I should have known better. Get packing. The van will be here in an hour.
It was an accident.
Oh, shouldn't have let you have it.
It was an accident. I couldn't help it. It was...
At psychometry, the science of being able to read images, memories, sounds, and smells from a physical object. Obviously, popular science doesn't even think that's possible right now, but that's what we're here for, isn't it? My name is Mia Brake, and this is Proto Science, the podcast that wants to change the world's mind. Stopping?
Well, the stones. Don't you want to see them?
I can see them from here. I want to know where we're living first.
Well, I don't. I want to see the stones. They're why we're here.
Why you're here? I'm here because I don't have a choice. The Milbury Stones. A famous... bunch of stones. No, check out how old they are. Three circles, a small group, then a wider group surrounding the first, and then one that circles the whole village, like it's keeping it safe. Or holding it back. The stones are dark, and about twice as tall as me, so 3 metres or so. Nothing grows on them. Shouldn't something grow on them? Moss or whatever? Maybe someone cleans them. Nobody knows what they are or why they're here, though. People try and find out. Including my annoying dad. Because people don't listen, do they? Even when the evidence is right there, right in front of their eyes, they ignore it. They tell you you're mad for believing in it. They tell you you're the one that's wrong. Because that's how they always win. Isn't it? To make everyone doubt you. To make you doubt yourself. That's how the secrets aren't seen, when they should be shaken free.
They feel so rough. Centuries of wind, rain, snow, sun. Centuries. Still here, though.
No need to rush to look at them, then, was there?
Do you have to be hard work all the time?
Oh, I don't know, Dad. Do I? I mean, not like I've been pulled out of school, taken away from my friends.
Friends? You never had any.
Ugh.
Well done, Adam. Very good. Brilliant parents in there. Idiot.
I'm sorry, okay? I'm trying.
Thing.
You must have the wrong number.
I do not have the wrong number. Why couldn't they just leave the key under the mat like normal people?
Because it's not 1989 and we have key safes now? Let me try. What's the number?
If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Just let me try. The number?
29577.
See? You were doing it wrong.
I was not doing...
Oh, great, it smells.
It's old, of course it smells. Be all right once we've opened the windows a bit.
I'm frozen to death.
Come on, get in. You're not the one carrying the bags. What are you doing?
Sitting down to enjoy our new home.
No, you're not. Now, get off your arse and help me get everything in from the car. Then we can see who gets what bedroom.
God. The bed is as old as the rest of this place.
This is a bed people have died in. Lots and lots of people. Of boredom.
Milbury. Where life stops, where the Wi-Fi is patchy, where I will surely, surely rot.
It's all about the stones. A pagan monument built centuries ago. But why? To impress the gods? To measure the stars? To control the land? Everyone has a different theory. I'll keep you posted on mine. The village is the sort of place people get murdered in old TV shows. Old houses with straw roofs. A pub called the Standing Stone because of course it is. There's a restaurant selling steak pies, scampi, chicken curry and not one vegetarian or gluten-free option. It's like the 21st century never happened. The air smells of farmyards and nothing else. I've been walking for 5 minutes now and there's been no cars on the road. Oh, and there's a village shop with multiple personalities. It's a newsagent, a grocer's, a pharmacy, a post office. If you ask nicely, they'll probably give you a blow dry. Oh, and the phone signal is so weak, it's almost crying. This is where people who campaign against 5G go to live and be happy. In silence, on their own. Don't get me wrong. This place is great for the podcast. Built around a pagan monument and that. Lost in time, it's perfect. I just don't want to live here.
What are you doing then?
Nothing.
Nothing? Yeah, of course, nothing. What are you recording?
None of your business.
There's no need to be like that, is there? Why are you being like that? Just being nice, just being interesting.
You're drunk.
Well, everybody needs a hobby.
Yours will kill you.
Already dead, aren't I?
You look a mess, but living.
Definitely dead, though. Live in a graveyard, don't I? Nobody living would do that.
You sleeping rough?
Can't really call a churchyard rough, can you? Name's Laces.
Laces?
Yeah.
What sort of name is that?
Well, what are you called then?
Not Laces.
New here, yeah?
None of your business.
Definitely new. Not talking right. Happy daisies are happy days. Happy daisies are happy daisies. Happy daisies are happy. Happy, happy,
yeah, happy. So I'm off now.
No need to be busy. Just be nice, wouldn't it? Just be friendly. You'd wish you'd be nice yourself.
Oh, will I?
Yeah, you will. Because you'll have no idea where you are, girl. You're going to be desperate for a friend soon enough. You're going to come running.
Is this thing working? The last thing I need is packing up.
What are you shouting at?
Huh?
Electrical stuff doesn't always work here.
Not so close to the stones.
That's what I meant.
Not what you said.
Don't start, you two. Jesus. You've just moved into Milligan's, yeah?
Who's Milligan?
Milligan's dead.
But he used to own the cottage you just moved into.
Right.
Died there, actually. Badly.
Don't tell her that. Why would you tell her that?
Nah, I don't mind.
Killed himself, didn't he?
Oh. How?
Just don't have a bath. That's all I'm saying.
Cut to his wrists.
I'm Tom. She's Jess. He's Rafiq. Welcome to Milbury.
Great. I'm so happy.
I know. It's weird.
Really weird.
Really, really weird.
But it's not that bad.
Weird I could live with. So far, it's just boring.
Oh, then you haven't seen enough yet.
This place is too freaky to be boring. You didn't say your name.
Mia.
Hi, Mia. You like the stones?
As far as stones go. Actually, no, I don't. They're the reason why I'm stuck in this dump.
Huh?
My dad's researching them.
What's to research? They're stones and they're big.
And weird.
And they feel funny.
What?
Touch one. They tingle.
Yeah, right.
They do. Like static or something.
Like they're plugged in.
Seriously?
Touch one.
Not sure I want to.
Doesn't hurt.
Tingles.
Yeah.
Like it's plugged in. Of course, if you're too scared to touch...
Seriously, Rafiq? If you're too scared, what are you? 8?
I was joking.
Tingles. Okay. I can't feel any...
Are you still there? Good. There's someone I want you to meet. Their name is Sean, they're 16, and they're in trouble. Follow Sean's journey by subscribing to Power Out on BBC Sounds. The world is dying. It's time to take action.
Power.
Power Out.